The title of the report is Pacific Income Statement, December 2005.
It's the fifth column.
This one says period ending November. I don't think I have the right document.
No, you're in the November one that I sent you in a separate email, the prior email, and it has the 2005. So we're...
I'm at a disadvantage here trying to get this figured out because I didn't get all this stuff.
Yeah, so I'm just trying... So I'm seeing negative variances on a number of the income lines. I'm just trying to see where in the expense line we made it up. So I'm looking in the year-to-date for some big numbers.
And administrative... Or WBAI.
Yeah, and the administrative's 15,000 behind.
Well, can I go back to your point you just made up about bank expenses, though, at 22,000, if that's the case?
I see what you're saying. It's 48 for the month. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, what are those, hot check charges or what?
Credit card fees.
Credit card fees for the fund drives.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you're talking about credit card fees that vary anywhere from... .0045 to 1.5%. And if you're putting $1 million through or $500,000 through, those fees add up.
Mike, I just sent you the proper PDF.
Great. I've been struggling here. I didn't realize I didn't have the right one.
So they made up $30,000 approximately on programming. They're $30,000 below budget on their programming expenses.
Yeah.
That's a significant thing.
That's a significant area. Match. And, you know, given the number of line items, you, of course, will find that
they're
misjudged on line item A, but then they underspend on line item B, and, you know, and then I look at how will it work out on the bottom line in that category.
Lonnie, can I ask a question? I don't know if this is consistent across the other stations, but that benefit that we have from Free Speech Radio News, are other stations also?
Yes. It's the same or similar for other stations. It's budgeted in the station budget.
Mm-hmm. And they're also achieving the same level of savings?
Yeah. We pay for it out of the national office.
Okay.
So, just a question. So is this like an accrual that's not been done, or that you're like transferring the cost from national to the stations a month later? Is that what's happening here?
Well, you're talking about the
FSRN.
Yeah, FSRN. Well, the way it works is that CPB requires that
I understand that. Just want to ask specifically about what you're doing with... Do you take the expenses into national, and then you transfer the expense out the next month to the station? Is that what you do?
No, the station's budget in that area, but we pay Free Speech Radio News out of national.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's how we do it. We don't bother with that cash transfer. It gets tricky.
Okay, good. Okay, so the reason we're in a positive variance is that it was just under budgeted, or we haven't caught up with the accrual or the check to... also, you know what... maybe I should bring up this now. There was a question someone had brought up about the signatures on the checks and how many are required. So maybe we can address that later.
Yeah, well, could we do this business? You were just getting...
But it was regarding FSRN. I'm sorry.
I think there may be something I have to add to that. Go ahead.
Okay.
Lonnie?
What was the question?
The question is the charges to FSRN, is that like because it hasn't been paid? Or is that like we have actually some positive variance for FSRN? Or is this like we have something in here for the contract?
It'll be a wash. Every month we pay FSRN right out of national. And so that's why you're not seeing it as an actual in the station budgets.
Okay, I think that's what I said earlier. There was a question earlier. You're paying it out of national, but you are getting some charges to the stations. Okay, so I'll just look at the total number up at the top, and I'll see what it is.
Yeah, you'll see it pretty much matches up.
Lonnie, my question was, I know that we were projecting that FSRN expenses would go up as a result of absorbing them into Pacifica, and was in the budgeting, was that a projected increase in that budgeting, and is that why FSRN might look a little low?
Well, we have a contract with them, with FSRN.
Yeah, well, we were negotiating a new relationship.
Yeah, so we're still under the old one.
Okay, but the projections, all the budget projections were under the old one.
For FSRN? No, there would be new ones.
So we were projecting the costs that would be incurred by any new contract when we did the budget.
The budget was under the old. We didn't have the new.
Okay, so we were projecting the old numbers because I know that in that negotiation, the whole issue or one of the big issues is when we bring them in-house, the costs to Pacifica rise.
Yeah, and so I anticipated that the expenses, you know, should that occur, will go up.
Okay, but that should be something we're all aware of, is that our budgets, the budgets don't reflect this thing that is expected if when this negotiation is completed.
Yeah, and that's another unknown. How much? Which, of course, you're going to try to minimize it, but that's one of the, depending on how those negotiations go and the concrete numbers that come out of it, it may go up. As is true for some other initiatives that we're looking at.
Would the charges be retroactive, or how do you think we're going to fare by the end of the year? Would we still be under budget, or this is just a timing situation and the increases might basically eat up the savings?
I think that the increases likely will eat up the savings, you know? I certainly don't want to have them go over what we've got, and that will be a concern, but, you know, negotiations are negotiations.
Well, but I just want to emphasize that the negotiations, the starting point, the whole idea, Pacific is fully aware that the costs do go up. One of the issues around bringing them in, and I'm not saying anything that's confidential because it was stated in open session when we were discussing it at the national board meeting, is one of the drivers of this negotiation is that Pacifica will be paying benefits to the staff people at FSRN, and so our costs will rise.
Yep, likely.
That's all I have on WBAI.
This is off subject, Dave, but is this something that's pending in negotiations committee right now? That
The FSRN negotiation is an ongoing negotiation.
So it's pending in our other committee?
Correct.
Okay.
This is Lauren. Can we just go back to the national office and have Lonnie explain that $48,000 salary variance?
Well, the one I have here
for the quarter.
I have here is not. I'm looking at the national office. Let's just make sure we're talking about the same one I got from Dave, which I opened up.
What page are we on?
I'm on page 25 of 32.
Yes.
And I'm showing a variance for the month of 15. And
so we're looking at the quarter.
Quarter of 19,000.
Year-to-date actual.
Yeah, year-to-date actual. I'm showing 240,000 actual against a budget of 221,000, a variance of 19,800. I'm not seeing the 46 or the 48.
Oh, I was looking at gross salaries. You're looking at the total down there. I'm looking at gross salaries because, you know, you have those consultants and, like, there's nothing there, so that kind of, like, you know, that washes out your big variance. I'm looking at gross salaries, that line alone, if you
up
could
top
explain
up.
That. 193,000 actual versus 145 budget, a negative variance of 48,000 for the quarter. So the question is, you know, is that due to, like, additional headcount?
I think it's a timing issue because you look at December. I'll check for you. I'm sorry, though, I don't have it on the tip of my tongue. But you look at December,
mm-hmm.
The variance in December, trying to see if it's a trend or not.
Goes the other way by 20.
Goes the other way. So I think that.
No, but it's just that it's not calculated correctly. The actual is 69, the budget is 48, and it says that it has a positive variance.
That's the way the whole report is. Anytime your expense is everywhere, a positive variance is shown as.
Dave.
No.
Lavarne's right.
No. Right. You're looking at income. Income versus expenses. Expenses is always negative if it's higher.
Yeah, you're
right,
Lavarne. I'll take a look at that. It looks like that the formula in that case would be backwards. But in the YTD, it's okay.
But that's three times 70. That would be 210. You're at one. And I mean, it seemed to be trending higher because you're at 193 versus a budget of 145.
It looks like the YTD is okay. That variance is fine.
48,000 negative variance?
Yeah, that looks right.
Why is that right?
Why? Because the budget was 145, we spent 193, so it creates a negative variance of 48.
And I think what LaVarne is asking is, where did this 48 grand come from? Why the variance?
I'm saying I don't know at this point. I'll check it. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's a timing issue or payroll got doubled up or whatever.
Well, how could it be a timing issue if YTD is at 145 and YTD actual is 193? I mean, how would that?
We could have budgeted it wrong, not took into consideration the carryover from last fiscal, where you had Jim, for a guy next door. We had Jim Bennett was over here for a time, working as national tech person, and then the new GM comes in over there, and he's no longer over here, and he's back over there. So I will have to look at it. I don't have an answer. I can check it out, make sure I send an email out for you.
Can I just, you know, and I think we should just put this on the agenda for next time. Can I just make one other point, Lani? This is where, you know, we really need to see a headcount plan and to see, you know, so we'll know, you know, like, is it rate, is it volume? I mean, never mind, I won't get into details, but, you know, we really need to see that. And 48,000 is a big trend.
And we're going to extend this discussion to the next meeting, correct?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, we're going to do that, so I'll come back, and we'll see where we are.
Okay, great. Okay,
is there anything else on this stuff? Because I do think, as Mike said, he hasn't had a chance to look at it. I haven't had a chance to look at it in detail, so I do think we'll come back to it. I guess the one thing I'd like to follow up on Baruti's question was, we had talked about this bullet report, which I ended up writing out of the prior notes, and that was an issue of saying that there was a contingency plan in place and that any changes that were going to be necessary wouldn't affect other units. And so I'm wondering about the status of any contingency plan.
You mean in relation to BAI?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're still, BAI bounces back. And we've been through BAI, I don't know how many times, saying, okay, it looks like an issue here. And then they raised $94,000 around Martin Luther King, and that puts them ahead of the drive. So at this point, the contingency plan is still in place. And the drive numbers, Rudy, you probably know, I think you're about 40,000 off on your drive at this point.
I don't have the most current
numbers.
I have some figures here. The tally from January 24th to February 2nd is about $372,000. If you add in Martin Luther King, it's like $464,000. That's about $42,000 per day if you're including Martin Luther King Day. If you're not including it, it's $37,200 a day. And I think our fulfillment isn't up to the 75%. That all said, we're even going to still take about 85 days or more to fundraise the amount of money that we've asking the listeners for.
Well, at this point, though, the number I have from Indra is they're about 40,000 away from goal. And in last drive, they're even worse off. But what happened at BAI last drive was they were like, I don't know, 60, 70, 100,000 off. And in the last day or two, they made it up. So you have to wait and see.
So, but gang, I'm switching phones. I'll be back on in a second.
If I recall, we had talked about us getting an opportunity to actually look at what that contingency plan is.
No, I'm not remembering that, Dave. I remember I went over that contingency plan.
The document titled WBAI Recovery Plan doesn't have any specifics about anything.
I sent out one about 2 months ago, the PowerPoint presentation. I eliminated names because I don't think that's appropriate. Besides, some of those names will change.
Sure. Okay, so I'll look for that.
Yeah. And it called for, I hesitate to say it, but Remember, it called for looking at reducing first operating expenses. We were looking for $30,000 in that area. It looked like they might be close to that. And then moving on to salaries as a last resort, but looking at salaries in the context of the union contract, because there are certain rules around layoffs that apply, but looking at interim people before long-term people, et cetera, and also planning for the costs of any layoff, which we figured at a 50% level would cost $32,000 spread out over 5 months, because it would be fairly expensive. That is to say, you have to pay out vacation, you have to pay out severance, and those are expensive items. So that was the contingency plan, and it's still, you know, on the table. That doesn't change. The only thing that changes is how many folks might be impacted, and that is based on revenue shortfalls at this point, how large those shortfalls will be. If they're small, maybe 6 people. If they're large, half the staff.
Well, on that point, going back to that glitch in the way it's recorded on the gross salaries,
yeah,
and the total salaries and related, so it comes up as $15,000 in December negative variance.
I think that number is correct. It's the sign that's wrong.
Well, but if you change the sign of the 20...
I'm not sure it'll impact the bottom line. I'll check, but usually not.
Okay, and so that I mean, this is out of a spreadsheet that's adding these numbers, so I'm just trying to understand whether, when you said that the 193 versus 145, that's correct, so that doesn't include any...
I'm looking at it right now. Some of the variances on the YTD, that 19,000 is correct.
Okay.
And then I'm going over to recheck the one that LaVarne pointed out to see what kind of problem we have there, see if the sign really made a difference. Yeah, with variances, they're always a headache. They're always a problem. The 19,000 variance for YTD is correct, and it won't change.
Okay.
And anyway, I'll just double back and be sure.
Okay.
But I will look at it. I will. I want to know myself.
Okay.
Blaney, but the explanation we want is the one on just the gross salary line. I mean, you can explain the whole thing, but specifically on the gross salaries, because you have a wash in there with your consultants.
Yeah, I promise you, LaVarne, I will have the detail.
Wonderful.
Okay, so are we ready to move on to the next thing?
Yeah, how much getting... I put my phone on mute over here, my cell phone, but I'm wondering if... Can we take a... No, I guess we really can't take a break, but is anything... What's next on the line item? Am I...
Back to the thing. Okay, the next thing... Well, actually, if we've done the financials and that's the BUBBI situation update... We have nominations for officers and review of action items. Actually, we did not approve the minutes, so we do need to do that. So I'd like to circle back and do that. Has everybody had an opportunity to review the minutes that were sent to us by Casey?
Yes.
Would anybody like to move to accept those?
I move to accept the minutes. Can you hear me?
5 seconds.
Good.
Okay.
Who's second, please?
Patty.
Okay.
Any discussion on it?
They were very nicely organized.
Hearing none, is there any objection to adopting the minutes?
No, I just had one small cosmetic item.
Okay.
2F. I think the last word on that sentence should be fund.
You note that...
yeah, I'll note it. You said the last word should be... I'm sorry, I don't have the document in front of me.
It says, but needing to identify... It has fines, F-I-N-D-S.
Okay.
But needing to identify funds within...
Okay, I'll do that.
Another, is it not... Have the December 28th minutes, have they been accepted? I think not.
We did not, actually, because they included... They were essentially a transcription of discussion, and so we had talked about them being modified to just include the motions contained. And so,
should minutes only contain action items, really?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And so, and we agreed on that in this committee previously. So that was going to be revisited, and I had thought that the secretary would do that, but we will. She's offline, so we can deal with the December 28th minutes at the next meeting.
And one other thing, I don't know what the correct protocol is, but number I, it addresses that situation with the rent being over budget, and I think I tried to explain that today, so I don't know how that leaves that particular item or how we address that, but I just wanted to highlight. That's the one which says, a formal budget adjustment will need to be completed and approved by the committee to address the under-budgeting of rent. This is as it relates to WBAI. So I don't think the budget was understated or under where it should be. It's just a matter of the posting of the activity made it look that way. So.
Okay, this is Laverne. I think that in the minutes I have it there, that the office rental and the tower rental there was an incorrect accrual, and then it's correct, and
right.
That it has been corrected on the year to date. So we'll have it in this minute.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay,
sure.
So you've got all that, Laverne?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, so with that, any objection to the adoption of these minutes?
Move adoption.
Good.
All right, so I hear no objection, so they're adopted. So then the next thing, we have two more items left. One is nomination of officers. We have the action items update, and we have the scheduling of the new meeting. And I would like to deal with the action items while we still know that we have Lonnie on board. So let me go to that file. Hold on just a moment. Sorry, I'll take a second. I've got too many files open. Does somebody have the... Oh, I know where they are. Excuse me.
I have it here.
Do you? Can you read them?
Action items. Provide real estate contact to Lonnie. That was Laverne. Report on consultant costs, including breakdown of costs, who, how many, how much, et cetera, and proceed... procurement of consulting services. And then there was a quarterly forecast by Lonnie and a report from the Finance Committee to the PNB. That was the report that you had made.
Okay, yeah, I have them. I had it just a second. I made that report, so on that item we're good. Laverne, on the real estate issue?
I have not spoken to the person, so I'll give myself a due date of the next meeting, which will be 2 weeks from today, I assume, or we're going to discuss, so I'll hold up you. Give name to Lonnie. Okay.
Okay, and Lonnie, in terms of the report on consultant costs and the quarter, so that we have the quarterly forecast, that's done. And the report on consultant costs.
Consultant costs, as you know, last time was about $5,000. The latest I have is $6,400 through December. And I did get a list of who is involved. I'm wondering if I should give names. Does that matter, or does...
No, I don't think that was the issue. What we wanted was a breakdown of... Well, it says breakdown of costs, who, how many, how much, and procedures for procurement of consulting services. But my understanding of it was that we would get a report rather... I mean, a written report, not an oral report. I'm not sure.
I have a chart I can send along after. Got it from Indra.
Okay. Was that strictly for the cost of BAI, or was it for network?
That's for WBAI. That's what I thought we were...
Sorry, I lost my connection.
Yeah, for WBAI consulting and programming people.
Okay. So if you could send that to us,
yeah,
then I think that takes care of that action item. And as I said, I gave the report that I was instructed to give with the bullet points, and I can actually email. Did I email that to the committee or not?
Well, that I got it, Dave.
Pardon me?
I don't believe that Marnie got it.
Okay, so I'll email what I had written and presented to the committee.
Thank you.
Let me see. I'll do that now. Okay, so anything else on this?
I'm pretty sure I didn't get it either, David.
Okay, let me... I mean, you got a hard copy of it at the meeting, but I won't.
Right. Okay. Well, then I have it. You don't have to email it to me.
I'll just send it so we all have it. By the way, actually, on this point, unfortunately, the archive of messages for the Yahoo group doesn't keep any attachments that we send. So what Casey did was very smart, where she posted it as an included file to the list. So I think we need to do that. Or so for anything that's not going to be posted, for example, at the Pacifica website, like our reports, we should do them as in-text as well as attachments, so that we have them to refer to using the Yahoo group's archive. All right, so next thing is nominations of officers, and I just want to point out on that point a couple things. Although Casey has been serving as secretary, she is actually treasurer pro tem of the KPFK-LSB, and she'll continue to serve that. I believe we're soliciting applications from other listeners who may want to compete for that position. So if we were to elect her, we would be electing her as maybe tentatively, assuming that she might be, or with the knowledge that
additional
she might be placed.
Maybe.
Who knows? You get my point. So with that, let's open nominations.
Okay, we want to open nominations for chair.
For chair, excuse
okay,
me.
Okay, I will nominate Mike Martin. And can I give a little spill on why I think Mike...
Why don't we take all the nominations, okay, and then we'll do that. And I also want to point out that we have several members not present. So
that's true.
That's Mark Roberts and Warren Turner.
That's true.
I would nominate Marnie Tattersall.
Okay.
You.
Anybody else? Okay, so is it Marnie, was that a thank you or a no thank you that you said?
I felt a little overwhelmed at this point in time. Thank you, I'll decline.
Okay.
So can I nominate you, Dave?
Pardon me?
Are you interested?
If Mike's willing to do it, I'm happy to not do it. I'm a little overwhelmed with things right now, and I'm feeling that I'm happy to defer to Mike.
Well, I'll jump into it with both feet, but with Dave's help and Laverne's help and everybody else's help. It'd be a team thing.
Okay.
If you want me to do it,
Now, the question is that I'm not sure if we only have one candidate. We should still hold the formal election, but it would be my preference to have a motion to have Mike be chair pro tem until the tabulation of the formal votes. Any objection to that?
No.
Okay.
I have a question about the two missing gentlemen from PFW.
Uh-huh.
And whether they could be nominated or it's not possible when they're not here?
I think that we should absolutely consider them as nominees, or anybody they might want to nominate. And so I don't think there's any problem with soliciting additional nominations from the list.
As I recall, as I listened to last year, it seemed to me that Mark Roberts did a good job of chairing until he left. So, unless it's inappropriate, I would like to suggest Mark Roberts.
Okay. So then we'll have Mark as well as a candidate. Anybody else? Okay, so now the only question is whether we will go ahead and have the votes. I mean, the vote has to be done by mail. All committee members will be notified of it. And they'll all have the opportunity to vote. Do people feel as though we would like to hold off on holding that vote until Mark can be present and represent his own case for the position of chair?
Well, they would decide.
Do we know whether he wants to be chair?
I've no idea whatsoever.
I guess what I'd like to do.
I'm sorry, Levon.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Because I was just trying to come up with some reason to move forward. But go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to suggest that we have a resolution that Mike be chair pro tem, and that we hold off on the election till the next meeting, so that both of the candidates for the permanent position can talk about what they'd like to do or the qualifications. Would that be all right?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Fine.
Okay. If there's no objection, then we'll do that. And in terms of secretary, I would like to nominate Casey.
I'm second. Oh, you don't have to second.
An excellent job. Are there any other nominations? Okay, hearing none, we recognize that this would be provisional. That was the word I was looking for. This is provisional. Obviously, if she's replaced, then we would have another election. But that will be part of, she's already the secretary pro tem, so I think if she just continues in that capacity, and at the next, when we hold the election, we'll hold the election for both candidates so that people don't have to do any other mailing. Is that all right?
Okay. In the meantime, I'm going to call Mark.
Okay, great. And the last thing is scheduling the next meeting. I think we should do it 2 weeks from today. Is there any objection to that?
No objection.
Same time.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
February 18 it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Same call-in number, same all that stuff.
All that stuff, and now it is your responsibility, not mine.
Okay. I will accept with humility.
Thanks very much. Okay, well...
But I'm going to call Mark, too, so...
When you say you're going to call Mark...
I'm going to call Mark and find out what his wishes are, so that... And we could talk about that together.
Okay.
Because I want this to be a team thing. I don't want this to be an adversarial thing, so...
Okay. All right, well, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. Any objection? All right, then we'll see you all in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Thank you all.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.